With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a special prosecutor has withdrawn from the Georgia election interference case against former President Donald Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Special prosecutor Nathan Wade left the case after a judge ruled that he was involved in an inappropriate relationship with Fulton County DA Fani Willis. The judge said either Willis or Wade had to withdraw for the case to move forward. Wade offered his resignation in a letter to Willis, saying he was doing so in the interest of democracy and to move this case forward as quickly as possible. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Violent weather raged through the Ohio Valley yesterday with tornadoes and severe thunderstorms rolling through the area. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, after touring the devastation in Logan County, tells WSYX WTTE the state will help rebuild the tornado-damaged communities.
An awful lot of damage. Our heart goes out to all the families that are trying to put things back together, and certainly for those who have been injured and those who have died.
The death toll from the storm stands at 3. Officials say 38 people were injured by a tornado in the Indiana community of Winchester. An independent commission investigating a mass shooting that left 18 dead in Maine issued an interim report that has found that a sheriff's office had cause to take the killer into protective custody and take his guns from him beforehand. Democratic Governor Janet Mills and Attorney General Aaron Fry assembled the commission to review both the events leading up to October 25th, when Army Reservist Robert Card killed 18 people in a bowling alley and a bar, and a response to the tragedy. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 190 points, the Nasdaq dropped 155. This is SRN News. England's National Health Service is banning puberty blockers for children.
The National Health Service says kids will no longer be prescribed puberty blockers at gender identity clinics. The drugs pause the physical changes of puberty, such as breast development or facial hair. Sky News reports the puberty blockers will now only be available to children as part of clinical research trials. Former Prime Minister and current Member of Parliament Liz Truss welcomed the decision. Jeremy House, SRN News.
More than a dozen college athletes have filed a lawsuit against the NCAA, accusing it of violating their Title IX rights by allowing a transgender woman to compete at the national championships in 2022. Leah Thomas was the first openly transgender athlete to win a Division I title in any sport. The lawsuit says the plaintiffs want to secure the promise of Title IX being denied women. This is SRN News. Most homeowners eager to sell their homes are lowering their initial asking price in a bid to entice prospective buyers as the spring home buying season gets going. Correspondent Rita Foley has more on that story.
Realtor.com says sellers lowered prices on almost 15% of homes listed for sale last month. Now that's good news for those who are trying to buy a house in a market that remains unaffordable for many Americans. But given that home prices have gone up so much in the recent past, is this really a deal? Danielle Hale, the chief economist at Realtor.com, says sellers are cutting prices, but, she says, it just means we're seeing smaller price gains than we would otherwise have seen. I'm Rita Foley.
Consumers became slightly less optimistic about the economy this month, though they continue to expect inflation to cool further. More details at SRNnews.com.